Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you, Lord, for light, for life this morning again, Father God. And I thank you for this scriptures that we read this morning and we're going to read now. I thank you, Father God. It just reminds us, Lord, that everything has changed since you've gone into heaven. Heaven has changed because the devil has been put out there, and heaven now holds the foundation of the church and has the church with them, because you've set free the captives, taken away sin and led captivity captive, Lord. So we thank you. Everything has changed. Thank you. Heaven is rejoicing. The angels are rejoicing, and everyone is rejoicing because everything has been made new. So we rejoice, Jesus, that you are Lord. You are seated on the throne to bring about your kingdom in every way. And I thank you, you have called us out by your angels, by your messengers, by the gospel. And thank you, Lord, that we can rejoice in you this day and every day, as we have passed from the carnal, natural, old covenant life to a new and the better permanent covenant. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 24, verse 29 to 31. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Hallelujah. You know, if I think of the sign that appears in heaven, and that there is no greater sign than the in Revelation 5, where it says, who is worthy to open the scroll? Who is worthy to bring about a new covenant? Who is worthy to bring about, I think of Ephesians 1 verse 3, who is worthy to fulfill the heart of the Father and bless the heart of the Father, making a new covenant where we can all be blessed just as we were predestined in Christ to be blessed. And that was Jesus. And then we see heaven rejoice, and now we can be kings. And it's only because of that we can come out of darkness into the marvelous light. It's only because of that the original disciples that had the wonderful promises of the Lord saying, I will be with you, lo, I'll be with you, I will come and make my home with you and never leave you or forsake you, that could be fulfilled for them. And praise God, that can be fulfilled for us as well. But I think of the wonderful picture of discipleship that the Lord loves and what he desired. It's when the Greeks came to see him, and they wanted to see Jesus. And then the Lord sent just a message back with Philip, and it said, unless I fall into the ground, I remain alone. So after Jesus has fallen into the ground, one died for all, he went up into heaven. And that's a glorious sign of heaven. Everything changed in heaven, so that everything can change on this earth now as well. And then he said, so that falls into the so you can bear much fruit. And then what is this much fruit he's talking about? It's talking about disciples, talking about dedicated followers. He's a full-time God, and we need to be full-time disciples. And then he went on in John 12. He went on to say, if you love your life, you will lose it. If you love the world, you will lose your life. But if you turn away from the world, and then he says, so beautiful, and you follow me, you are disciples follow, dedicated, disciplined followers. Then he goes on to say, he says, then you will be there where I am. And you serves me this way, the Father will also honor. So that's a reality, guys, that we are being raised and seated with him in heavenly places. We are in the kingdom with the Spirit that knows the thoughts of God. And that's a reality we need to walk in, because everything has been made new. And just as elected had been saved from the terrible persecution that came upon those that rejected the Lord. And now, in the same way, we need to be the elect, need to be the disciples, and stand for the kingdom, stand for the king and the kingdom realities, because this age is passing away, and we in the kingdom, in the new age, in the realities of the heaven on earth as it is in heaven. And so it's about now is drawing other people, waking other people, being so filled with your God, so in tune with your God, so as to wake others up to also come out of the darkness, out of the deception, because anyone in Christ becomes a new creation and the old things have passed away, and we just continually now enjoying, beholding all the new and experience the beautiful, perfect love of God that cast away all fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.